Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with your host, the Honorable Sam Rohrer, President of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most pressing issues impacting our economy, our homes, our churches, our culture, and our daily lives from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Stand in the Gap Today, transforming the culture one heart at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to Stand in the Gap Today. I'm Sam Rohrer, and I'm going to be joined again today by Dr. Gary Dull. And like normal, our program emphasis today is serious. We don't deal with trivial things on this program. There's too many people who deal with trivial things. The substance of the program today we're bringing to you is true. It's not like you will get in the controlled media. And like normal on this program, if you've been listening at any length of time, you know that you can count on the fact that what we present will be from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. Now, my theme today is based on an article written by a guest who's been on this program many times over the last few years. His name is IQ Avrasuli, but he's someone who is not an American citizen, which provides for him an ability to give a unique perspective. He is a freedom-loving Iraqi-born citizen, now living in exile in an undisclosed location, as we say, for his protection, and because he has been bold in speaking out against the teachings of Muhammadan Islam and the tyrannical leadership of the Iranian Ayatollahs as well. Now, the title for today's program, based on his unique perspective of America, and that is someone on the outside who loves America and what America stands for, but looking from the outside in, the title I've given, based on an article that he wrote, is this, America's Death by Ling Chi. Now, you'd say, what in the world is that, Ling Chi? Well, we're going to describe that, and we'll define that in a moment, but you'll see how it fits. Before I bring in IQ, though, in the next segment, I want to invite in right now State Representative Stephanie Borowitz. She is a Republican representative in the Pennsylvania General Assembly, representing District 76. That's Clinton and Centre counties in mid-state Pennsylvania for those who live in Pennsylvania and on one of the many stations that cover or carry this program. She is a co-sponsor of House Bill 972, currently sitting in the Pennsylvania House Education Committee. When I define and give you the title, you'll know where we're going and why I want her on the program. The bill title in law, as it's stated, is the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. I'm just going to refer to it as the Protect Our Girls Act. Stephanie, Representative Borowitz, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Sam. It's always good to be on. I appreciate it.
I'm going to call you Stephanie, just because it's shorter, if you don't mind. Let's get right to the point here, if we can. The Biden administration and the cultural push to force biologically born males who choose to identify as females and to put them into girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and engaging in girls' and women's sports programs, in my opinion, is absolutely arrogant. Now, I caught a quote by you carried on a station here in Pennsylvania, where you said something to the effect of, who would ever have thought that we'd be talking about such an issue? With that, I want to get right into it. What does this bill, House Bill 972, do? Why is it necessary? And why are you, therefore, a co-sponsor on this bill? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I felt like it was important after the Biden administration had the executive order. And like I said in that quote, it's just crazy times that we would even need legislation like this. I guess if I even could tell my
All right. Are you there? Stephanie, Representative Borowitz, we've had a technical problem. You were talking well. I'm going to give you just a moment to get back in here with us. Sometimes things happen on live radio, ladies and gentlemen. But Gary, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that bill. Let's talk about it just a little bit. Stephanie is talking about the movement of the Biden administration in pushing this whole transgender issue. It is An odd thing, isn't it, Gary, that we'd have to, that the legislature would have to actually have to take up a bill to recognize that a girl is a girl and guys, no matter what they call themselves, ought not to be in girls' bathrooms or participating in girls' sports. What do you think?
Yeah, Sam, it's a ridiculous thing to even think that we've got to deal with this, but we do have to deal with it because right now we know that this is something that's growing all across the nation. I've had to deal with it right here in the city of Altoona, Pennsylvania, where I live, where I petitioned our school board, you know, to recognize boys as boys and girls as girls. And this whole concept of bringing the genders together into one, as it were, violates biblical truth. And when you take into consideration that we've got this to deal with, it's sad. But I'll tell you what, I did read down through this particular bill, Sam, and I like what you're calling it, Protect Our Girls Act, because that's really what it's doing. And I think that we need to encourage our people here in Pennsylvania. I think we're on something like 8 stations in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And you know, I want to encourage all of our citizens here in Pennsylvania to respond to House Bill number 972 to see if they can get their own local legislators to support it. It's a good bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the last minute here or so, now, Representative Borowicz, you're still not there. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and just explain, ladies and gentlemen, just get, if you're able to get a pencil out here and write some things down. Remember House Bill 972. This is just bill introduced. There's probably, 13 or so co-sponsors. When bills are introduced in the legislature, they first are referred to committee. This bill has been referred to the Education Committee. Now, what will take place is that there no doubt will be a hearing in the committee on this bill. People will no doubt come and testify for and against it. What I would encourage you, as someone who served on the Education Committee here in Pennsylvania for 16 years, I can say this is an important issue. It's important that this legislature does what it's trying to do in this form of a statute to protect the rights of our girls. Now, the bill is intended to protect the rights of girls' sports. It makes sense, does it not? How in the world can you have a biologically born male who has the hormones of a male and has the body of a male, but with maybe wearing something that looks like a female, how in the world can you logically expect that person to compete fairly against girls and girls' sports? And it's destroying girls' sports and women's sports all across the country. In this effort across the country, we are encouraging legislatures to do exactly what's taking place here in Pennsylvania. So what can you do? Go to the Pennsylvania General Assembly website. It's the easiest thing to do. Just put up there Pennsylvania General Assembly and you can bring it up. Make sure that your legislator, your House member, is co-sponsoring this bill. That would be the first thing that you can do. You can pray for them, encourage them to be on board, and then we'll come back and we'll give more information on this thing as it goes forward. That's what we'll do. We're out of time for now, but when we come back, I'm going to bring in our special guest, IQ Abrasuli, calling in from outside the country, and we're going to first look at an article he wrote some time ago about America Warned. Talk about that and get into a very big discussion. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, God told the fathers, "Diligently teach your children the ways of God." BJU Press K-12 textbooks are designed to help parents do just that. Whether you teach your children at home, online, or in Christian school, make sure they're getting an integrated biblical worldview instruction. In our nation's early days, Pennsylvania's William Penn understood God's requirement for freedom and national blessing, and he emphasized the necessity of parents and government leaders providing for a virtuous or godly education of the youth. Sadly, our children in government schools today are being taught historical falsehoods, immorality, and evolution. Like a roaring lion, the devil's stealing our children's hearts and minds through deceit and lies. But a rigorous, godly education can still raise up Daniels and Josephs, Esthers and Ruths. A friend of freedom and your partner in godly K-12 education, BJU Press is here for you. Don't take chances with your children. Visit bjupress.com for your best option.
Do you long to make an impact for the cause of Christ in the kingdom of God? Do you want to wisely steward the wealth God has given you? We at Capstone are dedicated to supporting you in your goals to do just that. Hello, I'm Nancy Hansen, founder and president of Capstone Legacy Foundation, located in Wayne, PA. For decades, my family and I have been donors, funding Christian ministries and services, doing all we can to further the cause of Christian stewardship and ministry. I am committed personally to helping you, your family, your business, or your ministry, just like we've been glad to do with our support of the American Pastors Network and our sponsorship of the Stand in the Gap program. So before you start a foundation, launch a ministry, or plan your giving, consult those whose only mission is to serve you. Call Capstone Legacy Foundation at 610-688-8890 or visit us at capstonelegacy.org.
Here's Twyla Braze with today's Health Freedom Minute.
Is the vaccine a red herring, purposefully diverting attention from the actual cures for COVID? After President Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine as a treatment, the medication was swiftly banned and doctors said people died. Then came the miracle drug ivermectin, but those who talked about it were put into Facebook jail. Now a 40-year-old antidepressant called fluvoxamine has emerged. In a study, no one taking the drug deteriorated into serious COVID disease, but 92% of those who took the placebo got worse. Why hasn't this good news been heralded from the rooftops? Why is our attention locked onto the vaccine? Is the experimental vaccine a risky red herring when safe cures exist? If you want early treatment, check out the doctors at jointhewedge.com.
Help us secure health freedom for all. Visit cchfreedom.org. That's cchfreedom.org.
This professor refuses to live by lies. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Last week, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that philosophy professor Nicholas Merriweather can sue Shawnee State University for violating his First Amendment rights. Here's the story. When a biological male student who identifies as transgender requested that Merriweather address him as a female, Merriweather refused. His Christian faith, said the professor, prevents him from referring to gender in a way that's false. Instead, Merriweather offered to use the student's last name. The student complained. The school reprimanded Merriweather and threatened him with dismissal, so Merriweather sued. Initially, the case was dismissed, but on appeal, the Sixth Circuit ruled that the claim Shawnee State violated Merriweather's First Amendment rights by compelling speech or silence was plausible. So now Merriweather, represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, will have the chance to make his case in court. Soviet dissident Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote, "At the very least, we must not participate in lies." Thankfully, this professor, at least for now, won't have to. I'm John Stone Street.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today. For more information, visit our website at standinthegapradio.com.
Well, welcome back to Stand in the Gap today. I'm Sam Rohr, accompanied by Dr. Gary Dull. And if you were just listening, we had a little bit of technical problems. We lost our guest, and now we're trying to reconnect with our guest for the balance of the program, IQ Arasuli. So hopefully that will happen in just a moment. Our theme today is this: America's death by a thousand cuts. I use the word lengthy, and we're going to define that as soon as we get our guest back here with us today. But as God warned Israel of old, and he did warn them as a nation over and over again. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 is one chapter I like to go to often, because in essence, I'm going to boil it down, what he says. In essence, he says, "Fear me, my people, obey my commands, my precepts, and my laws, and the result will be you will be blessed with a couple of identifiable things: prosperity, many children, good weather for your crops, security from your enemies, and overall national blessing. But if you turn your back on me and forsake my laws, my commands, and my truth, I will remove from you your national blessing. And you will be attacked by your enemies, both from within and threatened from without. Lord goes on and says in that passage, pestilence and sickness. Sickness will come. Yeah, your weather will be altered, and you won't get the rain for your needed crops. And instead of freedom and life, I'll give to you, God says, I will give to you bondage and judgment. And that is what God said to Israel. It's what he says to our nation and to all nations in all times. It's this warning, to this warning, there is no exception. No matter how we describe it or wish it to be, this really, ladies and gentlemen, is where America and the West, the Western world, is in fact, is today. Now, do we have our special guest IQ with us? Gary, has our guest been able to connect with you here today?
Well, we're working on it here through our studio, Sam, and apparently he's not yet called in. You gave him the number, I understand, but we're not receiving his call yet at this particular point, Sam.
Okay. Let me, Gary, I'm going to ask you to just to give to, while we try to work out the details here, just a couple of comments on what I just said about God's promise to the nations that I just cited from Deuteronomy 30. That is not a warning that anybody can escape, is it?
Well, no, and I think it's very important that we take heed to these warnings, not only that you referred to there in Deuteronomy 30, but you go back a few chapters prior to that, Sam, to Deuteronomy chapter 28, where we find that the blessings and the cursings are given. And when you read down through there, you will find that the Word of God says that if God's word is obeyed, and that is by an individual or a nation, that the blessings of God would overwhelm that person or that nation. On the other hand, if God's commands are not obeyed, are not followed, then there's going to be a cursing that will overwhelm that person or that nation. And again, these are just given to the nation of Israel, but they're very, very, very applicable to us today. Two times in the New Testament, we are told that what is written back in the Old Testament is written for our learning, that we might get to know who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And so even though, in essence, yes, these were passages of Scripture that were given several thousand years ago, they are as up-to-date as tomorrow morning's news. The fact of the matter is, when God is obeyed, then there's blessing. When God is not obeyed, then there's a price to pay. And, Sam, I think that in a number of ways we are paying that price in the United States of America today, and IQ is right on target. I sure hope we can get him back in here to talk about this, because he's right on target. In fact, it seems like we have him right now. Let me see if we've got him here, Sam. Stand by. IQ, are you there? IQ? Well, we have him on the screen, but we don't have him on the audio, Sam. I don't know what the situation is here, whether it's our situation or his situation.
Well,
try this. IQ, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right.
All right. IQ, thank you, Gary. IQ, can you hear me?
100%.
All righty. Well, excellent. I don't know why the technical problems, but let's get into it here. I've set up the program. I've set up this segment. We've talked about God's blessing, what God's promised to Israel, and what he said to them would happen if they walked away from him. I want to go to you right now because you are, as I said earlier, you are a freedom lover. You were born in Iraq. You have encouraged many Americans for a long time to be aware of the enemies of freedom. You, in our Constitution, our Judeo-Christian underpinnings, our Western world, you've warned about that for a long time. You wrote two articles, one entitled Fall of the American Republic, where you hearkened back to warnings that you gave back last year. And then you wrote a more recent article I want to talk to you about in the next segment, America's Death by Ling Chi, which we will discuss at that point. But here I want to start with this. You said in that article, you said, quote, I gave warning that the USA will be called the USSA, the Union of Socialist States of America, and that her enemies will circle over her like vultures waiting to pounce on a dying creature, end quote. IQ, what types of warnings did you specifically give and when?
I have been giving it for the last 5 years. I have 250 articles on this subject. I have been relentless in pointing out point by point by point, literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like that, that they, unless the American people keep Donald Trump in power, they're finished. And I explained to them why. I mean, in detail, I enumerated every single item. I've never had a single person come back to me to say you are wrong in 5 years. How I can explain it to you? I can't explain to you why a whole number of people, it looks like a majority, if the election was correct, 80 million Americans, they must have been comatose. I mean, they must have been brain dead. Why would anybody overthrow a successful president where the unemployment went the best in 50 years? The economy the best in 50 years. Everything was perfect until coronavirus came, unleashed by China. Why would anybody elect a zombie called Biden, and a worse than a zombie as his vice president? I mean, it doesn't make sense, okay? I can't explain it. I've been asking this question again and again and again. I can't explain it, but there's only one single definition. Your education system for 60 years were taken over by the leftists. And for 60 years, every single president, whether Democrat or Republican, ignored this issue. So what happened? They have been educating, indoctrinating generation after generation of American students into hating America, into hating being white, into hating democracy. This is not an exaggeration. After 60 years, what do you have? Indoctrinated creatures. Why would anybody go out and shout, we are white, we are guilty. Guilty of what? Guilty of what? What I need to know is guilty of what? The greatest inventions in human history, the whole of Western civilization, in fact, the whole of world civilization, is based on white productivity. That's not an exaggeration, that's a fact. The Industrial Revolution, the Economic Revolution, the Silicon and Internet, anyway, all this were created by white people. Not black people, not yellow people, not any other people, white people. And yet the white people are committing suicide. They're literally committing suicide. They think they are guilty. Guilty of what? You know.
And IQ,
I can't answer it.
And IQ, you're not even, it's not even so much, it's not the color we're talking about here, although you're raising a question. You're talking by primarily about the ideology of people in the past that were perhaps more Western and therefore white. I mean, is that what you're saying?
That's nothing to do with, even if it's, no, we're not discussing only philosophy. This is a racial thing. The left created a racial divide. Mm-hmm. They're talking about black, Hispanic, Asian, and white. And they're condemning the white people. This is racial. Sorry, I'm not going to play games. I'm saying, racially, the white people contributed more than any other people. And this is a fact. It's not a demonstration of superiority. It's a demonstration of fact. When I talk about Islam and they say Islam is the enemy of every human being on the planet who's not a Muslim, it's not an exaggeration. I am reciting facts. So yes. What I can't understand is why do people who are white, all of a sudden they say, oh, we're guilty. Guilty of what?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing what our special guest IQ Arasuli is saying, calling in from outside the country and giving us a perspective of him on America and what is happening now. He did raise the warning. God raised the warning to Israel. You walk away from me, you're going to be in trouble. When we come back, We're going to look a little bit deeper into the fact of Biden's America being...
Are you searching for an alternative to mainstream media news? Are you tired of the liberal bias, secular narrative, and politically correct reporting that dominates the networks? It's time to change the dial and tune in to Stand in the Gap Today. Our hosts address the cultural issues with a decidedly Christian worldview perspective. And our guests present unique insights into today's challenges with experience and wisdom taken from the pages of Scripture and an understanding of the Constitution. We want you to understand the times in which we live so you can witness and engage your family and friends with information that will make sense out of the nonsense surrounding us. It's time to turn off the lies and propaganda and turn on the truth. To listen to Stand in the Gap Today or any of our other programs, visit our website at standinthegapmedia.org or download our app by searching for it in your app store under Stand in the Gap.
This is Tim Barton from Wall Builders with another moment from American history. In the early 1700s, the Reverend John Wise preached that all men were created equal, that taxation without representation was tyranny, and that God's preferred form of government was the consent of the governed, all of which is language recognizable in the Declaration of Independence. Why? Because in 1772, the Sons of Liberty, led by founders such as Sam Adams and John Hancock, reprinted and distributed the Reverend Wise's sermons. So 4 years later, much of the Declaration reflected the language of those sermons by John Wise. In 1926, on the 150th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, President Calvin Coolidge affirmed, "The thoughts in the Declaration can very largely be traced back to what John Wise was saying." Few today know that the Declaration was so strongly influenced by the Reverend John Wise. For more information on this and other stories, go to wallbuilders.com.
There's a silent but deadly cult spreading like a cancer among us. It's already martyred millions around the world and forced others into sexual slavery. That deadly cult is Islam. Pretending to be something it is not, Islam masquerades as peace but means submission. Yet most Americans are oblivious to this danger within. You can now learn the truth. You can get an attractive copy of What Every Christian Must Know About Islam this week for a gift of any amount from Stand in the Gap Radio. With key facts from previous radio programs and guests on Stand in the Gap Today, including former Muslims, now Christians, former FBI agents, and preachers, this quick read booklet tells you what you need to know, simply and clearly. What Every Christian Must Know About Islam, an original publication of the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Radio. Yours now for a gift of any amount. Just go to standinthegapradio.com to order or write us at Stand in the Gap Radio, Box 83, West Main Street, Elverson, Pennsylvania, 19520.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, discussing the pressing issues facing our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Now let's rejoin our host.
Well, if you're just joining us today on Stand in the Gap Radio, I'm Sam Rohr, accompanied by Dr. Gary Dahl, and our special guest today, I.Q. Arasuli. He's an author of a trilogy of books, meaning there's three books entitled Lifting the Veil. I have that set. Excellent set. The title is Lifting the Veil, Exposing the Many Faces of Muhammadism and the Quran. IQ is Iraqi-born. He lives overseas. We don't say where he lives. He's in exile. He's been speaking out boldly on matters of truth for a long time, and he's been on this guest with us for off and on for several years, and I wanted to get him back on with us today. Now, the theme I've entitled for today is this, America's Death by a Thousand Cuts, terming it a European view. The reason one of the reasons I'd like to have IQ on is that he loves America. He understands our Constitution and constitutional rights, but he views us as a nation differently than what we do who live here. We take a lot for granted. But people around the world who have suffered under tyrannical regimes look to America as the leader, as we have been, and the defender of freedom, but things have changed. And no matter how one chooses to interpret the condition of the United States of America today or the Western world in 2021, the foundations of freedom are being aggressively attacked. And as our guest said in the last segment, it has been under attack in our educational institutions for over a generation. COVID panic policies are now being used to lead the citizens of the land of the free and the home of the brave into servitude by the globalists and by those who are given to tyranny. Driven by irrational fear devoid of truth and conditioned by deceit, I'm saying the enemies of truth led by communist China, Islamic ideology, and globalists of one world government tyrant types, things are changing. The Biden administration, like none other in our nation's history, is enabling the very enemies of freedom and truth and the God of the Bible. IQ, you commented just briefly on the fact in the last segment, you did warn, you have been for 5 years, saying to American people, wake up, wake up, wake up. Don't you see what's happening? Well, in your second article that I want to look at, you used the Chinese word Ling Qi to describe the process of destruction of America that we're witnessing right now in advanced form under the Biden administration. I'd like you first to define that word and why you chose to use it to describe the condition of what you termed Biden's America.
Well, it's simple. The greatest threat to America are two. I've always said that. First, from the theological point of view, is Islam. But from the political, geopolitical, and economic point of view is China. So I looked up what is the next thing to use, which is Chinese, to show that America is literally committing suicide slowly. You are literally killing yourself, slicing yourself one slice at a time. And lychee is a slow process, a lingering death, a slow slicing. It's called death by a thousand cuts, was a form of torture used to methodically remove portions of the body over an extended period of time, eventually resulting in death. And this is what's happening. I purposely use the Chinese torture method because that is exactly what the Chinese government is looking at America today under Biden. Don't forget, there was a meeting in Alaska, in Anchorage, between the Department of State representative and the foreign minister of China. And the Chinese foreign minister destroyed the American one completely. And how did he destroy him? He used America's own words against her. What do I mean? Americans are saying to the world that America is systemically racist, that we are racist. How are you racist? Hundreds of millions of people have come to America. If you were racist, they wouldn't have come to America. But nobody is asking the questions. So what did the Chinese representative say? He said, don't point the fingers at us about what we are doing with the Muslims. You are racist. And he shut him up. Are you with me? Do you understand the simplicity of what he had done?
Yeah, I do.
He used your own words to destroy you with it.
Yeah, I do.
How can you point your fingers at anybody when you call yourself racist?
IQ.
If you are racist, you cannot possibly be democratic.
Absolutely, IQ. And
you
I
can't
absolutely.
Be democratic and racist.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And the problem in that circumstance, before Gary comes to you with a question, was the fact that that individual, Secretary of State Blinken, in that situation, had absolutely no comprehension of how to respond. He either was ignorant or he was fearful or whatever, but absolutely what you're saying is true. Gary, question for you.
You know, I just think that what IQ brought out there, Sam, is a very important fact to take into consideration. You know, there are those who are telling us that the United States is systemic racist. Well, then why is it that everybody of every race wants to come into the United States of America?
You know, nobody's asking the question.
That's it.
I mean, I always ask simple questions.
Yeah, and I think that
there are 330 million people.
Yep.
at least 150 million came in the last 110 years.
That's right, and I think that that's a very important fact to take into consideration. But let's get back to your article here, if we can, IQ. You identified a number of different observations to prove your premise of America's death by lynching. Could you identify the top two observations, how they fit the Chinese strategy in killing by a thousand cuts, and how the Biden administration is enabling this death?
Of course. Simple. You have open border. No nation is sovereign with open border. It never existed in human history. No nation in the history of humanity had open borders and became sovereign. You can't be. What? China will allow anybody to come into her territory? Or Saudi Arabia? Did you know that the hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees, they didn't go around the corner. Saudi Arabia is only a few kilometers compared to Europe from Syria. But they didn't go to Saudi Arabia. They didn't go to Kuwait. They didn't go to the Gulf States. They didn't go to Egypt. They went to Europe. Why? They hate Europe. They hate the Christians. But they know they will be welcomed, and they will be fed, and they'll be given substance in education, in health, and everything. Who is the stupid one? The Europeans. And in your case, who is the stupid one? The Americans. I can't blame the government only. I'm not blaming Biden. I'm blaming the American people. Supposing you are a black man in America. Who is coming to America? Latin Americans. But the blacks are only 13%. So the Latin Americans are going to be double the number of they are today. Why would they accept it? And this is not racism. We are discussing logic. I always deal with logic. Whether it sounds racist or not is irrelevant to me. Why would a black person allow and agree to have open borders? As an American, if I were an American, black, white, or yellow, I couldn't give a damn. I wouldn't allow open borders. Why? Because people are waiting in line. They are applying to become American citizen. It takes them 5 years to get interviewed. They have to pay between $5,000 to $10,000 to become for the interview. And yet somebody comes across the border and he has more rights than an American citizen. Tell me, where is the morality? Where is the logic? Where is the compassion? All of them gone. So when you tell me, when you're asking me the question, how are you committing suicide? You're committing suicide one thing at a time. First, you have the border open. Second, you have all these children coming in. Who is going to pay for these children? The American taxpayers. Why should the American taxpayer pay for that? Why? That's cut number two. Cut number three. He said he will bring Americans together. He's not. He's separating Americans. Because the success, the only way Democrats succeed is by dividing Americans, by having Americans against each other, racially, educationally, you name it, that's how they do it. And that's how they win. They cannot ever win if the American people work together. They can't. It's impossible. But that's how they... So, another cut. The globalists are taking over. You talk about freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of speech. When somebody like Twitter and Facebook can literally shut up the President of the United States of America, who has freedom in America? Mm-hmm. You have none. I don't give a damn if you talk about it. You have none. Talk about justice. Chauvin, the guy who supposedly murdered Floyd. I saw the video. I saw the complete video. I watched it 5 times. Chauvin did not murder him. He died of overdose. No question. Absolutely none.
And okay. Ladies and IQ, we're going to have to break away. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening. We're going to go into a break here right now. When we come back, when we come back, we're going to shift gears and say, all right, now, all right, these things are happening. Changes are underway. Freedom is being lost. What about time? Is time running out? I would submit that it is. For years, faithful Christians formed nonprofit foundations or trusts to preserve their ability to generously give to their favorite causes or ministries, even after their death. The problem? Professional managers, pressure from left-wing agendas, and even family members with opposing views hijacked the original donor intent. This is sad, but true. But this subversion of purpose can be prevented. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I'm glad to recommend Capstone Legacy Foundation in Wayne, Pennsylvania, an experienced and capable Christian community foundation established to help you set up a ministry, a giving structure guaranteed not to be hijacked, or a place you can donate cash or non-cash assets like stocks, bonds, or property. Capstone's designed to help you achieve immediate tax savings and give you needed time to decide how to prayerfully allocate your giving. Contact Capstone at 610-688-8890 or visit them at capstonelegacy.org.
Christian parents want their children to excel in spiritual growth and educational achievement. Both are essential for future success in an increasingly complex world full of moral and economic challenges. BJU Press Materials place great value on the knowledge of God and His works. They create critical thinking skills your child will need to get along both now and in the future. BJU Press Materials are available for grades K to 12. From the earliest grades, they teach biblical Christianity as a system of God-revealed truths. BJU Press Materials are well-written, grade-level appropriate, and biblically integrated. Teacher's editions ensure instructors have the plans and extra tools to keep your child engaged and excited about learning by teaching your child how to analyze, evaluate, and create new solutions. That's just what today's workplace is looking for. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
This week, in the wake of Easter celebrations, we're looking at principles for spiritual victory. Too many Christians live defeated because they don't recognize the enemy or the power of a risen Savior. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and another Stand in the Gap Minute. A real battle, a real devil, a real evil world, and real sinful flesh do exist. The Bible's clear. Want victory over the devil? Submit to God, then through the power of the Holy Spirit, resist him. He'll flee. He's defeated. Christ defeated him on the cross. Want victory over temptation like sexual impurity, idolatry, and the love of money? The Bible's clear again. From these things, you must flee. Run. Run away fast. Use the legs that God gave you and flee. Remember, you're no match for the devil or temptation when you purposely sit in their presence. Join with us today at Stand in the Gap Radio and TV. Claim Christ's victory and run from temptation. Together, let's be the salt and the light that Christ expects. Let us know at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Is Genesis mytho-history? This is Ken Ham, and our popular life-size Noah's Ark is located south of Cincinnati. Last year, in an interview, popular Christian apologist William Lane Craig called Genesis mytho-history. And Craig claimed God created Adam and Eve from some kind of non-human hominid. Not only does this blatantly contradict the plain meaning of Genesis, it undermines the gospel message. In this view, God used evolution, so there were millions of years of death and suffering before Adam sinned. And in this view, death isn't really the penalty for sin, so why did Jesus even have to come and die? When we add man's ideas into Scripture, we put man as the authority, not God. And that's dangerous. It erodes biblical authority as well as the gospel.
Discover more about Genesis, creation, evolution, and more at AnswersRadio.com. You'll find answers to your questions and encouragement in your faith at AnswersRadio.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today. For more information, visit our website at StandInTheGapRadio.com.
As we move into our final segment, I had a comment from a listener. I'm just going to make a clarification here. I had the title of the program today based on an article by our special guest in which he talked about America's death by Ling Chi. Now, you were listening, you'd say, I have no idea what that word means. I'm going to spell it for you so you understand what it is. It's L-Y-N. G, C-H-I-L-I-N-G-C-H-I. And what our guest said was that word is a Chinese word. That's why I used it, because it means death by a thousand cuts. That's the word. So that's why we use that. So you have an understand when you hear it or you think of the spelling of it, that's the way it was. And that's why we used it, because ultimately, incremental is what you could say has happened to the United States. Incremental change. We would say perhaps more like the frog in the boiling water who is there, and bit by bit the water gets hotter and hotter, and pretty soon he's unable to jump out. Or whether you call it death by a thousand cuts, a very specific Chinese strategy of torture actually used and developed many years ago. But in regard to that, when it comes to civilizations of the past and civilizations of the present, one thing is clear. Time runs out. Civilizations don't last forever. We know that, for instance, choices have consequences. Personal choices produce predictable personal consequences. National choices, as God told Israel of old, and I highlight at the beginning of today's program, Gary and I talked about, they have national consequences. Freedom and blessing are the consequences of right choices as they relate and defined by what God says. Bondage and judgment are the consequences of wrong and selfish choices as they relate to doing what God says. And rather than the primary cause, political policies and governmental dictates are downstream from the foundational choices. And these are the consequences of choices by the people, by us, generally. And you get enough of us thinking and doing things the same way, you pretty soon have the entire country reflecting that. And those who you get in office generally mirror the people. Certainly in a representative republic, they do. But at some point, the freedom to choose by the citizen disappears. And the time to choose without extraordinary costs do run out. Well, are we at that point? I want to bring the conclusion of the program together with a couple of suggestions here, an idea. IQ, in your article, you included an observation that I thought was interesting. You picked it up from a Czech, from Prague, city of Prague in Czechoslovakia, newspaper. You included it. Why don't you share that, if you don't mind? Why did you include it? And do you think it really reflects where America and Europe and the Western world is right now?
Well, I will read it, I will recite it, and let the decision and the conclusion be from your audience. The article, which is from Europe, not from America, says, "The danger to America is not Joseph Biden, but a citizenry capable of entrusting a man like him with the presidency. It will be far easier to limit and undo the follies of a Biden presidency than to restore the necessary common sense and good judgment to a depraved electorate willing to have such a man for their president. The problem is much deeper and far more serious than Mr. Biden, who is a mere symptom of what ails America. Blaming the Prince of Fools should not blind anyone to the vast confederacy of fools that made him their prince. The Republic can survive a Biden, who is, after all, merely a fool. It is less likely to survive a multitude of fools, such as those who made him their president. The summation of this article means, if the American people don't wake up, you're finished. Literally, that's exactly what it means.
And that's where we're going to leave it with you, IQ. You've brought it forward very clearly. Gary, I want to go to you for a little bit of resolve in the remaining couple of minutes now. Because IQ has brought to us the outside observation. And sometimes that's very, very important for how we as freedom-loving people in America understand what the other freedom-loving people around the world think about us today. But as a nation, we're offering them no hope. That's what they're saying. That's what this article said. in a few minutes that remain here, could you give a message, I would say a message from God, that God would have us for an America to know right now, and how that message should affect our lives, the lives of those who fear God and desire His blessing, because we are in a difficult, difficult position. Gary?
Well, we are, Sam. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, IQ just said that it's time for America to wake up. And I think of Ephesians chapter 5. You know, what we do on this program, Sam, is always try to look at everything in light of the Scriptures. We try to bring the biblical worldview to light. And in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14, it says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." I think one of the problems in America today, Sam, is that many of us have fallen asleep. Conservative Christians have fallen asleep spiritually, politically, and in so many, many ways. And the question that needs to be asked, why have we fallen asleep? And I think it's simply because of the fact, Sam, that we are losing our recognition of God. You know, we've been talking about freedom on this program as well. We are losing our freedoms because we are falling asleep. And America is losing freedom because we've rejected the true source of freedom, who is God Himself. You know, you go back to John chapter 8. The Lord Jesus Christ is talking about that. He says, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." And one of the problems with America is that we've fallen asleep spiritually, politically, and every way else, simply because of the fact that we are setting aside a true recognition of who God is, His word, His truth, His Son, Himself, and therefore our freedoms are falling by the wayside as well. I don't mean to be too simplistic about this, but if we are going to see our nation get back to where it used to be, where it should be, as a leader for freedom in this world, we need to get back to the God of freedom.
Gary, a great emphasis. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just thinking, as Gary was talking about, can I encourage you? Because you look and you say, all right, well, somebody else needs to stand up. My pastor needs to stand up, or these guys in office, if they would just start acting like they ought to act, constitution and so forth, everything would be correct. Can I suggest, based on what this article in Prague was that IQ just wrote and what we're talking about here, it really starts with you and me. You are listening to me right now, no matter where you are. When you look in the mirror, that person that you're looking at, it really starts right there in our hearts, does it not? And as we talk about here in the program so much, what does Almighty God say? He says, "Fear God and keep my commandments." All right, well, are you doing that? Do you, or listening to the program right now, do you fear God? I mean, really, truly. And are you trying to the best of your ability to obey what God says in His Word? Bottom line, as we say, pursue the truth, seek the truth, embrace the truth as God defines it, and then live it out. Stand in the gap for truth. That's what this program was about. And I hope this evaluation today was from a little different perspective and shed some light and helps you to stand better in the gap for truth. Join us tomorrow again on this program, a very, very important topic. We're talking about COVID passports, constitutionally, what it means, and a whole lot more tomorrow right here.
If you like today's program, tell a friend. You'll also want to hear Stand in the Gap Weekend and watch the nationally syndicated Stand in the Gap TV program. We present the news of the day truthfully, carefully, and consistently from a biblical worldview and constitutional perspective. If you're hungry for the truth, visit standinthegapmedia.org to find all our programs and the stations that carry them. While you're there, be sure to download our free app and support this ministry with your best financial gift. Then join us again right here Monday through Friday for another program of Stand in the Gap Today.